Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Exquisigo! This is the podcast that has all of the questions and very few of the answers, history has proven, but we'll see if we can change that today at our second live episode of the 2021 International Melbourne Comedy Festival. How are we doing? Welcome along. I have here the Saturday paper. That's where we're taking our quiz from today, the most difficult quiz in the nation. Two times, that's a tradition. Thank you for coming. This is going to be great. We've got a wonderful Brains Trust backstage, very knowledgeable. We'll meet them in a minute, but first, let's meet today's contestant. The winner of four Green Room Awards, today's contestant, is a singer, songwriter, comedian, and former Star Wars obsessive who has most recently appeared on something called The Gala. She loves films, musicals, and last year cancelled her entire Melbourne Comedy Festival run for some reason, but this year she sold it out. It's Jude Pearl! Welcome, Jude. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Sold out the run, mate. Sold out the bloody run.
Yep.
Yes. Added shows.
No, none, one left, but
one
extra
left.
Show, yes.
That's great, that's very exciting.
Thank you.
It's obviously been going quite well.
Yes, it has. Thank you. It's that weird, I'm not comfortable when people saying nice. Thank you for the nice things that you're saying.
I know, I just watched a friend of the show give you a detailed compliment across the course of about 5 minutes and just watched you slowly collapse in on yourself.
But there's this little part inside that's going, thank you so much. And then, but outwardly, I'm like, thank you. So, thanks very much.
It was a different story last year. What did you do instead of the Melbourne Comedy Festival in 2020?
Without sounding very cliche, I watched a lot of shows. I watched the entire series of Daria three times through.
Times. It gets better on the third.
It does.
It?
Yeah. You start to really pick up on things like, oh my God, Daria might have depression. But yeah,
and maybe so do I.
Yeah. I'm relating so hard to that. So just did a lot of puzzles. Yeah, nothing very unique about my lockdown experience.
Puzzles, quizzes at all, by any chance?
No, I'm as we've spoken about this the last time I was on this podcast that I am really bad at trivia and quizzes, and I'm a musician, and I never know any of the answers to music questions. It's like the only area that I seem to know answers to is Star Wars related stuff. So unless there's some Star Wars things,
that's more of a Herald Sun quiz, I think.
Fair enough.
But luckily for you, we have a brains trust to help you out.
Phew. Well, that's good.
And they're always top notch too, so this will be good. First to assist today is actually, this is amazing to get them all the way out from the UK, a professional prankster. It's hello to Jaben Taylor.
Little prank straight away. Yes. Hello, Kyron. Hello. How are you, Jude?
Good. Thank you for being my brain's trust.
Oh, thank you. Not. No, that's just joking. No, thank you. That was a joke. I didn't mean. I'm a prankster.
You are a prankster.
Yeah.
And that opening prank, knocking the microphone, is that like a low-level prank for you?
Well, you know, all pranks are the same level, you know, they're all just...
Are they?
They're pranks, you know. Like, for instance, you'll like this one.
Oh, sounds good. This will be good.
April Fools.
Just the other day.
Just the other day. And that's really, you know, my Christmas time.
Yeah.
Except, of course, I don't get any gifts. And
but
Jesus
you give gifts.
Wasn't born.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then. But you give the gift of prank.
Yes. Mm. Precisely.
And so, was it a big day? I mean, it must have been awful last year with lockdown. You couldn't get out there.
Oh, I still manage. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. For this April Fool's, I tucked in my shirt.
And then?
Well, people said, Jaben, you've got your shirt tucked in. I said, yes, I quite like it.
Oh, that's the prank.
I liked it so much that I just kept doing it now.
Yeah. Well, you've got
yes,
your shirt.
Yes, I'm glad that you noticed that, yeah. Actually. Yeah. You noticed. I love you've got a keen mind. Anyway, so just things like that, you know.
Tucking in your shirt.
Yes, you know, knocking on a friend's door and saying, hello. You know, just getting there right. Like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I got you. Yeah. Obviously, they welcome me in and we have a cup of coffee.
Interesting.
Or tea.
Great.
And we talk about, you know, what's going on.
And you're a professional prankster.
Yes, yes. It's
so this is what you make a living from.
Well, yes. I guess, yes. Yes, you know, and then afterwards I'll maybe, you know, say goodbye to them and you know, creep around the back and, you know, just go through the rubbish.
I think we might get into that later.
You can learn a lot from someone just by going through their rubbish.
Yeah. Undoubtedly.
Yes. Yeah. Coffee grounds, what sort, what quality? Single origin, they're doing very well.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for someone who
wants
to
get into... No, he
doesn't. Okay. Fair enough.
The Brains Trust doesn't end there, though. There is another member for you today, which is exciting. Please put your hands together for the average medium. It's Grantham.
Sorry.
Oh, you've...
Jaben, and I did. I moved it.
Oh, did you?
It was already off. I just moved it.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to find. Yeah. So you just got the one shoe on there.
You just got pranked, sucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah. I feel that.
Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah. It's gonna be one of your victims.
Grantham, thank you for being here, despite Jaben's presence.
Sorry.
Yep.
Yep. You seem flustered a little bit there.
No, I just saw someone, that's fine.
Oh, there's someone with us in the room right now?
Oh, yeah, fucking hopes.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, like, this is well above COVID capacity. You'll probably get shut down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some room up the back.
I know.
Thank you for being here. The average medium. So that's your you go by that, the average medium.
Yeah, I I'm a medium. I didn't know. I was just started at work one day and started seeing people and hearing people, and it's a bit annoying, to be honest. But I work in Coates Hire in spare parts. So if your scissor lift fucks up, the depots call me, and I send around what they need.
Send around the.
It's become a bit annoying.
Thank you for your service.
Grantham, that's an interesting name.
Yeah.
Yeah, was is that?
Yeah, I was named after my dad, but his name was Eric, so we're not sure. No, we're not really sure.
Yeah.
That's what Mum said. Anyway, I never met him. So, but I found his birth certificate. There's no Grantham on it. So. he's not dead, though, I'd know.
Yeah.
Just haven't seen him.
Do you have any areas of expertise that you could bring to the quiz today outside?
I can access other spirits and channel them, and they probably know more shit than I do.
Oh, like everyone in the room, everyone else who's in the room today, you could.
Yeah. People are connected to the people who are here, and it's Bourke Street, so there's fucking heaps. It's fucking too busy.
Wow.
I prefer kind of out of suburban gigs. It's a bit quieter. This is fucking noisy. That'll be all right.
Great. Well, so Jude, you could have the.
I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The biggest brains trust we've ever had today.
Shut up, Terry.
Shall we do a quiz? Sure. Question number one. It's a music question, Jude.
Look forward to not knowing the answer.
Which Cold Chisel song features the lyrics, "There's no change, there's no pace, everything within its place, just makes it harder to believe that she won't be around"? You big Cold Chisel fan, Jude?
Not a huge one, but I have played a lot of Cold Chisel songs at weddings, not to brag.
What did you do at weddings?
Well, it's usually like Kay San, Flame Trees.
Uh-huh.
But also, I don't sing them, so the lyrics, no idea. So
how many times have you been married?
Now, Jamin, I don't know if you're pranking me by pretending not to know, but I actually play at the weddings, so other people are getting married.
That was not a prank.
Oh.
This is a genuine question.
Genuine question.
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
It is really hard to tell.
You owe me a Coke.
I don't.
I was going to ask it, but it was a bit rude. Shut up, Terry. With an eye too.
What do you have on at Coates Hire? What's the music of choice there? I imagine you like some background music when you doling out the spare parts.
Just the basic Spotify there, so it's just heaps of ads and
whatever comes up next. Yeah.
But Coates Hire have got an ad on it now, so everyone's like, oh yeah, it's us.
That must be nice.
And then this just goes back to.
Yeah. And is advertising a good way of getting the word out about the average medium too? Like taking
I'm not allowed to talk about it at work. I've got to keep things quiet.
Oh. Yeah. So you got these sort of two lives that you lead?
Yeah. They know about it. Well, fuck, they know about it. I have to keep the voices repressed as much as possible. That's why I'm in spare parts. It's only Department of One. So.
Mm. I know what it's like, you know, people saying, you know, you can't use your talents.
Right, you're on shaky ground. You move and fucking chew. All right.
Ooh. Good lord.
I think we got off on the wrong foot.
Alright, I'll pay that.
Jabin, is Ashton Kutcher something of an idol to you from Punk'd?
Punk'd.
You know, he was a big prankster in the day.
Oh, very, yes, but quite rude.
Is he?
You know, rude boy. I can't abide rudeness.
Mm.
You know, he's all like, F this and your mama that. No, thank you. What is Punk'd anyway? I mean, that sounds like it should be a swear word.
Mm.
You got Punk'd. No, thank you. Would you call your mum a punk? No. Okay.
Oh, maybe if they're, you know, a bit cool.
You would call your mum a punk?
Bit of a punk.
Punk Mum.
Punk Mum. Mama Punk.
I would never call my mother a punk, okay? Okay. You know, I would like to, you know, go through your rubbish and see what you've got there. And see what you've got in there, you know? You've got debt bank statements. Tax invoices. Receipts.
It does seem to me like the pranking, like the knocking on the door.
Meats.
That sort of thing.
Bit of bread.
Is really just a gateway to dumpster diving through other people's bins.
Well, I mean, the bins is a hobby.
Sorry to bring this back to the quiz, but Michael Gudinski's in the room.
I'm sorry to bring it back to the quiz as well.
He wants to know what the question was again.
Well, Michael, which Cold Chisel song features the lyrics, "There's no change, there's no pace, everything within its place just makes it harder to believe that she won't be around"?
Mick? No, he doesn't know it.
Do you know this one, Jabin?
Tell him to say hi to Ed Sheeran from me.
What? Do you know Ed? Sheeran's, do you know Ed?
No, Mick. But Ed Sheeran was at Michael Gudinski's.
Mick, he wants me to say hello to Ed Sheeran, but I know that he's alive, so I'm not sure that. Yeah. It's probably easier if we just do it ourselves, yeah? Yeah. Have you got his number? Okay.
Controversial.
Okay. Listen, okay. I'm going to say it was a Jimmy Barnes song.
Well, yeah, it's a Cold Chisel song.
Exactly.
That's in the question, yeah.
Yes.
Hang on. Yeah. Mick thinks you're a fuckwit. But I don't. I think you're right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you want to put Flame Trees, Jude? Seeing as that's the answer.
I reckon let's do that one. Yeah. Yes, please. Thank you.
Question number two.
It's going well so far.
It's going long.
How did you not... How did you not know that, Mick?
Yeah. We've been together for so long. Anyway, let's leave that there. Question two. Who is credited with discovering gravity? A science question. Jude, did you study science at school? Was that a topic?
Yeah,
of choice?
I was there when we did science in class. And, I mean, is it Isaac? Is it Isaac Newton?
Isaac Newton, you reckon?
He's the one. What do you think, Jabin?
It's very hard to discover something. You know, I can just. It's been around. You know, it's not like you discovered it. It was always been there.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's like I was here and I knew that you were here, and I said, oh, "I've just discovered you."
Yeah. So really, the issue is with the question itself.
It's really, an issue with the question. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on. Isaac's here.
Is he?
He hasn't been part of a quiz question for ages. He was pretty excited.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I did discover it!
Wow. I didn't know they actually embodied you.
I did! This wasn't around before me. I bought it.
I didn't know Isaac Newton was an Irish name.
Thought it's just a confused voice. I'm drifting out of him, but you must know I found it at an Antiques Roadshow.
Can't leave it on that, is it?
No.
Jude, wow. You're a Star Wars fan, so you remember that episode where Spock he mind melds with that rock creature. That was what that felt like.
It was very profound and Star Wars tricky. Thank you.
To witness was it was remarkable.
Yes.
I love
you're
a Star
to live it.
A Star War.
Well, I mean, I feel like clearly I mean, it's Isaac Newton, so
it's Isaac Newton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Want me to put that down?
Yes, please.
Do you use gravity a lot in pranks?
You know, sometimes. Sometimes there'll be a pen.
Yeah.
On a table.
Yeah. Classic pen move.
And I'll say, "Is this your pen?" And they say, "No, I've never seen that pen before." And then I'll slowly push the pen off the table.
Oh.
While maintaining eye contact. And they'll say, why did you do that? That was your pen. And I say, it's my pen, I can do what I want. It's just a little joke, but it it does really, you know, use gravity. Otherwise, the pen, I'd push the pen off and the pen would just stay suspended in an air and start to float. I can't imagine what that would be like. It would be so embarrassing.
So you're really working in partnership with gravity there.
In many ways.
Yeah. Without Isaac Newton, you know, you might not have the career that you have.
Well, I don't... I mean, he didn't... It wasn't like everyone was floating around before Isaac Newton. He was like, wait, there's
this... This would be better if we were all on the ground.
Terry, do you want to chirp in here? How do you defy gravity? Yeah, she's... she has no mass.
I'll put Isaac Newton. Question number three. Which of these Japanese cities is closest to Mount Fuji? Multiple choice. Tokyo, Kyoto, Nagoya, or Yokohama? Which of these Japanese cities is closest to Mount Fuji?
You treble two. I'm challenging accent.
Doing the voice is the greatest prank of all.
Good Lord. Maybe they're Irish too.
Everyone is so on edge right now. I love the building of the tension.
Hokkaido's here. If you
want to, oh, yeah.
If you want, are you guys all right if I channel Hokkaido?
I don't edit the live ones.
Okay, sure. Mum is Australian, I grew up here, so... but it's Nagoya. Yeah.
Nagoya, you reckon. Have you ever been to Japan, Jabin?
I have never been, but I would love to see a bullet train.
That's on your top... That's the top list
that's
of things
a bucket. That's the one bucket list.
All the things you can do in Japan, see a bullet train.
I want to see it. I don't even want to go on it.
Yeah. Sure, they're so fast, aren't they? Yeah. You blink of an eye and you wouldn't see
Boom.
It.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
They float.
Oh. Is there a bullet train in here today, Grantham?
No. I'm okay. I could find out. But oh, no. There's a button off a conductor's jacket.
That's here.
Yeah. Right. Terry collects buttons.
This is going long.
Which of these Japanese cities is closest to Mount Fuji? Do you want to go Nagoya based on... I can't remember the name of the person who joined us earlier.
Sure.
Why don't you try?
Hokkaido's deeply offended.
Question number four. What aircraft has not been flown commercially since October 2003? This requires quite specific knowledge of aircraft. What aircraft has not been flown commercially since October 2003? Remember flying, Jude?
Yep. Yes, I do. And I thought I knew the answer, and then you said 2003 a second time, and then I realised that I don't. So...
And good to jump in here very quickly. I've already nabbed the Damien's body. Not Damien, it's a terrible mistake. The name is Grantham.
Grantham?
Grantham. There was an aeronautical engineer from Lyon.
Yep.
Oui.
It is possible I know the answer to the question, but I'm quite an evasive character, so... It's fun. I don't get to inhabit a body every now and again. It seems a waste of time to just give the answer straight away, so I won't. Okay, you know, I think maybe the Concorde, but... Oh, fuck, he's gone.
Wow.
I did...
Yes, Jabin.
My friend. I have a friend, and...
really?
Stephen, and I was like, Stephen, guess what? I've got two tickets to Fiji. we're going tomorrow. And Stephen was so happy. And I said, wait a second. No, these are just blank pieces of paper. I've got you. And Stephen was very angry at me. And because he had, you know, obviously taken work off for a week. And then work said, you're taking all this work off. Obviously, we can't sort of keep you around. We've had to, you know, do some rehiring. And Stephen did lose his job. But
but you got the prank out.
Yeah, I even sort of went back and grabbed that letter of termination from his bin. It was stained with his tears. So I could tell that he was upset. Mm. Otherwise, I wouldn't know that. So that's also something that's good about going through someone's rubbish without their permission. I feel like that might be a hat on a hat.
Could be.
Could be.
Concorde? I mean, that we know that to be a plane that hasn't flown commercially for a long time. I don't know if it was 2003. But
yeah, let's go with
the Concorde.
Yeah. Mm.
You're enjoying yourself, Jude?
Yeah. No, I mean, look, even if we don't know the answers, we're having a great time, you know, that's the important part.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that we're actually doing quite well.
You reckon?
I've no idea.
Question number 5. For the first time in Oscars history, two women have been nominated for the Best Director Academy Award. Name them. It's quite an aggressive question, isn't it? I'll read that again. For the first time in Oscars history, two women have been nominated for the Best Director Academy Award. Fucking name them.
Well, I know that, or the question, I knew that there were two women. Don't know their names. Because it wasn't Star Wars movies, so I don't know who directed.
Have you enjoyed all the Star Wars movies, Jude?
To varying levels, yes. I even like the prequels.
Really?
Yeah, well, they came out when I was a kid, so I was just right
in
on
context.
Board. Yeah.
I actually thought that the most recent one was a great prank. One of the most expensive pranks ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, oh, you like Star Wars?
Yep.
Well,
must
guess
have been
what?
Amazing for you.
Not anymore.
Because it brought pranks and garbage together.
Yes,
for you.
Absolutely.
Didn't it?
Yes. I really loved it. Couldn't understand anything that was going on, but I loved it. I absolutely adored it.
Was that nominated for... I don't think that was nominated for anything, was it?
No, I mean, the Oscars are rubbish, but they won't go that low.
Have you seen... Did you get out to many movies in the last year, Grantham?
No, not really. No. Because the cinemas were shut, mostly. So
What, you got Netflix at home?
No, I don't. I don't have any of the...
Stan?
Just SBS On Demand.
That's not bad.
Just SBS On Demand?
Yeah.
Not what? Even ABC iView?
No.
No, don't have the reception.
Can't get it.
Yeah.
You just like Viceland.
I live out the back of Diggers Rest and there's a bit of a blank spot. Yeah. Can't get over here, say. SBS clear as a bell. It's not helping either. I've got no fucking idea. So. And I'm not really getting anything here.
There's no, you don't have any filmmakers or directors?
No. In the room. Yeah, no, the only ones, anything that comes up in voice something here, it's going to be misogynistic, so I'm going to leave them out.
Yeah.
I don't even know what movies were nominated this year.
I didn't even know movies were out this year.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Maybe it was Star Wars.
Do you want to put Star Wars?
Yeah, for the answer to which directors, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yes, please.
Put Star and Wars.
Yes.
Terry keeps saying Jackie Weaver, but I don't think that's right, Terry.
Yeah.
Terry's very prominent, isn't it? Like, is he like the leader of the pack?
Yeah, she doesn't leave. She has got tickets.
It's Terry with an I.
Terry with an I, yeah. She's got tickets to Bob Franklin, though, so she's a little bit anxious.
Question number 6. Which country last month won the 36th America's Cup? Sports question. Do you know what the America's Cup is, Jude?
I do love I do love a good sport. And
what is it about sport that you love so much?
Oh, just like, oh, they're always running and kicking and they're just having a great time out there, and
and enjoying watching them have that great time.
Yeah, it's like they're having fun. Yep. I'm having fun. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't this game go forever? That's what I always say when I watch a good sport.
I'm going to jump in here and give you a bit of a hand.
hello. Who've we got here?
Oh, my name's Nigel.
Hi, Nigel.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Oh. thank you. Appreciate it.
And did you compete in the America's Cup?
Oh, no, but the country that I'm from just fucking won it, eh? So
just South Africa.
Heard you talking about it, and this little prick started to give me the shit, eh? Yeah. In a good way.
It must be great as someone who has passed, Nigel, to be able to attend all the sport around the world.
Yeah, I'm a comedy festival. It's sweet, eh? Yeah, I don't normally go to the sport and stuff. I actually died in a canoeing accident, so I tend to steer clear of aquatic events.
Were you a canoeer?
I've got a little bit of national pride, so I might fuck off now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that was hard. Yeah.
Now
he was really big.
Yeah.
Fit that physique in there.
He got inside you.
Really did.
Yeah. All up in there.
just so I make it just really clear, I'm just going to... Jabin.
Yes.
What country was it? Just to make sure I don't say the wrong country.
This is really embarrassing.
I've
been dead for like 27 years, but this is fucking so embarrassing.
27 years.
Yeah,
right. 95% sure.
The 90s were
I'm from the North Island, eh? So fucking...
Korea. No. New Zealand. When we work together, we get there. I just want you to know that I'm... It's me. It's not you. It's me. So.
I thought we've answered that question without ever addressing what the America's Cup is.
Do we need to know? I mean, it's fine. It's
the Cup of America.
Is there awards in print? Like we've got the America's Cup for sailing. You've got the Oscars for film. For pranks, there must be some sort of... I mean, it must be competitive at its core.
Yeah, well, you know, it is. It's sort of a nice community.
Is it?
Yeah.
You and Ashton?
Well, me, Ashton, a bunch of YouTube people. And they go, you know, the YouTubers, they go into, you know, sort of lower socioeconomic, you know, places, and they say prank people and by, like, you know, harassing them.
Yeah.
And it's very
funny.
Funny stuff. Yeah. Funny stuff, you know. And we all sort of get together and, you know, via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk and we do trial pranks, you know. Sometimes I'll go on there and I'll be wearing rings.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, hello. And they'll say, Jabin, there's something different about you. And I'm like, really? What about these? And they say, it's the rings. And I say, yes, it is. I've got you. And then we laugh.
How are you? Are you a well-respected member of the community of pranksters? Like, do they look up to you? Are you something of a leader
in
that world?
I wouldn't say lead. I mean, they do. Well, I wouldn't, you know. You know, they just do. We do. I am like a little brother. I'm like a little brother.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that you're the most occasionally bejeweled prankster.
I do love gems.
Yeah. Where do you collect the gems? What?
The ground, people's rubbish, things like that.
A lot of dead people, too.
Well, good source of gems.
Deceased estates.
Yes. People just throw out... You wouldn't believe things that people throw out.
Mm.
And I will search
through them and go through them because I'm not
Terry
just...
Terry said you've got a jaffle iron.
Yes, and I made some jaffles. I should probably have washed it beforehand. But, love a jaffle.
That's a late new character trait for Jabin.
Just developing. It's
no.
called Yes And.
Yeah. As yet untapped well.
That's right.
The Jaffel lover.
I have not even started getting into Jaffels, but I will from now on.
Question number 7. The Project's Lisa Wilkinson became editor of which women's magazine in 1984? You've been through the bins at many doctors' surgeries, Jabin?
Oh, yes. Lots of sharps.
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
Sort of playing a prank on you, aren't they? Oh, you go through our bins.
Yeah, I do, and now I have hepatitis.
Yeah, but also the vaccine. So...
A dog gone through me.
Oh, good Lord. Is he gone already, Gretchen? Fuck.
Just a drive-by.
Yeah. Did you come across any women's magazines in the bins at the doctor's surgeries?
Women's Day.
Women's Day.
New Weekly.
New Weekly. Women's Day, is that as popular as Woman's Day?
It's... It's many women's days.
Oh, right.
That's the plural.
It's the, yeah, the collective
stack
term.
Of women's days is called a women's day.
Yeah, like a murder of crows.
Yes.
A women's day.
A women's day of women's days.
Yeah.
Because I'm an ally.
We had a moment there where the Brains Trust looked at me for the answer to the name of a magazine as well. Like, I don't know anything about
Mad magazines.
Lots of pranks in Mad magazine.
Oh, so many pranks.
Yeah. Did you grow up on
Spy versus Spy?
Yeah.
Which was Spy will win?
The white one.
Maybe. Yeah. You don't know. Maybe it's going to be the black one.
It's 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah, you honestly don't know. Sometimes neither. So there's the lady spy one as well. People don't remember the lady spy, but there is a lady spy one.
Mm.
The lady spy comes in and...
Because they're an ally.
Yeah, and they go, spy versus spy. Now it's versus spy again.
Catchy name.
I used to be the editor of a magazine.
Hello, Kerry.
We had chicks on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wilco, we give her a go, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was all right. She had a bit of a crack, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What office did you throw her into?
What office?
Yeah.
Oh, the one with the ship view.
Down the back.
Yeah, the Danies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to earn your key. You got to work your way up to the good views, yeah.
The glass ceiling is one of the biggest pranks of all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well done, Chip. Yeah.
You had quite a collection of magazines, didn't you, Kerry?
Yeah. I didn't pay much attention to them, was it? Yeah, it's mainly out and watching the cricket.
Yeah. Starting the cricket.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. All that stuff before 77 didn't fucking happen. I like how this character's morphed from he's going to be a genteel old man and you've turned into Kerry Packer. And but you know, yes and.
That's right. I believe Kerry Packer likes Jaffles.
Does he? I fucking do.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
I fucking do, I really do.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing that can't go on a Jaffle. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's actually true.
Had a couple of sub-editors in one.
What a beautiful tapestry we've created.
We're making stories together.
But the project's Lisa Wilkinson became editor of which women's magazine in 1984? Anyone know?
Let's go with
Women's Day.
Women's Day.
Nude Week.
New Week.
When that's okay.
That's
magazine.
Life.
Okay. That's fine magazine.
That's fine.
Take Five.
All of those.
That's fine.
New Women. New Women. Women's Day. Women's Week. Week Day.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get all these.
New Life.
New life.
Women have week.
Women have week. Right, if it's any of those, I'll give you the point.
I like those odds.
You like these odds? True or false?
The white one.
The last convict transport ship arrived in Australia in the 1850s. True or false? The last convict transport ship arrived in Australia in the 1850s. Just be careful, Grantham.
Interesting point, actually, because I was captain of the ship. And
hello, Cap.
I got a little bit lost. To be honest, we were supposed to arrive in the 1850s, but whatto. We're a little bit late. And, it was almost a decade late. So, yes, I would
got here in the 1860s.
There you are, the negative.
Oh. Did you stop off for some drinks on the way?
A little bit, yes. Yeah. Well, Tenerife was just too good to pass up.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do a lovely mango daiquiri there, don't they? Served in the skull of a slave. And that's not in any way controversial, the year I'm from. So.
Yep. What's the path that you take from...
Most circuitous one on this occasion. Yes, we did a few laps of Canary Islands.
Yeah.
We went around the Cape of Good Hope. We did it so. We thought, fuck it, let's do it again. And we went back and ended up... We went through the Suez Canal, even though it didn't exist. There was unfortunately a ship in the way. We came back. Yeah. We came back and we stopped at Norfolk Island for a little bit, which was quite nice.
Oh, yes, lovely spot there.
Yes, lovely Norfolk pine, surprisingly. And yes, a little bit late. And we arrived in Broome instead of Sydney. But
From Norfolk, back over to Broome.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting route. That's your choice?
I think it's true.
They both make such good arguments. I don't know, but I'm going to go with false.
You want to go with false?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry,
interesting.
Sorry, Jamin.
No.
Yeah, she's got some trust issues with you, mate.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're a bit of a prankster, so I just don't know.
Yeah, you never know if he's telling the truth.
That's right.
Have you been actually? That's a good question.
Yes,
because you've answered quite a few of these questions so far.
Oh no!
Have I?
Earlier you said, "I think we're doing very well."
Yes, I no longer think that. Though. If I could be honest, if I could be H.
Little prank. Not saying the full.
Yeah. Oh, is he going to say the full word?
You hold on to the rest of those letters. Might save them handy up. Later.
Yeah.
Jabin, do you think it's true that like you get into pranking because maybe you were pranked early on and it's like a way of dealing with the trauma around having been pranked as...
What sort of prank would it be if my older brothers, you know, locked me out on the balcony naked, you know, in a storm and I was there and I got a hypothermia and I took to a hospital and then... you know, got quite sick, and you know that's not what sort of trauma's there. There's no trauma.
What did they say? It was just a prank.
It's just a prank, and you know, it's just. And I said, "Good one," and I made a jaffle, and,
linking it all together.
I was like, instead of facing the trauma, why don't I? This prank. It seems like a good idea. So, in answer to your question, yes. You liked that one, didn't you? Yeah.
Do you have a young Padawan that you are, you know, giving the knowledge to of the pranking world? pass on, keep the tradition going?
I am looking for an apprentice.
Is that so?
I've got a fair bit on, so.
Well, if you ever wanted to have, be a little bit too much, then you could be a medium, an average medium who works for Coates Hire, loves Jaffles. No, sorry, that was Kerry. And does pranks.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy business card.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And go through garbage, which I think was a mistake.
But the character's in development, yeah. So.
I appreciate the offer anyway.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll put false. Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Question 9. What is Shakespeare's longest play?
Oh, fuck. What is Shakespeare's longest play?
If only there was some way. Yeah. That we could ask the bard himself.
If only there was.
Yeah. I'm sure the bard would know the answer.
I think he would.
Yes.
He'd be best versed in
his
own
right.
works.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be one of his later pieces.
Mm. Fuck up, Terry. Isn't about you.
Yeah, verily, my last play was not, in fact, performed due to its longevity.
Oh.
You see, it was 27 years in length.
27 years.
Start to finish.
Wow, that's quite a work.
And we tried editing. We knocked off 3 months. Shit. 26 years and 9 months. So, yeah, never performed.
How long does it take to write a 27-year-long play?
Exactly that amount of time.
Yeah.
I read one word a day.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a little side project. First day I picked up a quill, I thought, fuck it, I'm going to start a play, but I didn't have great commitment at that point. Popped a word down every day.
Shakespeare sounds like Colin Firth, don't
you? I've always thought he'd play me well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite wonderful.
Yeah.
Terrible kisser, apparently, Colin Firth.
Mm.
Oh, and Shakespeare.
Yeah. Maybe.
Do you know what the play was called?
No.
It's called The Jaffalion and Bologna.
That's what a coincidence, because I just discovered that I love Jaffles. Wonderful development.
Did you see a Shakespeare in Love, William?
I did.
Which is your favourite Fiennes? Joseph or Rafe?
Well,
I know which one's my favourite.
I feel we may share the same fine in common.
Yes.
Of course it's Rafe.
Of course it's Rafe.
Yes. It's splendid. What a lovely... of course, anyone's got a name with a principal consonant they ignore as a man of my liking.
Yeah.
Imagine like going, oh, I love Joseph. Fiennes the best.
Yeah. If only he called himself Joaf.
Ridiculous.
Or Osef. Yeah, but in the middle, it's genius.
It's a prank.
It is.
Well, thank you, William, for being here. 27 years, that's the first offer, Jude. Jaben, do you like the work of William Shakespeare?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love
War
it.
Of the Roses. Big fan.
That could be the one that's really long, if you count them all.
Could be.
If you count them all as one...
If you count it as one play.
One
it's
play.
It's sort of three plays, isn't it?
Yeah. All
with intermissions.
I preferred to call them individually. It just made me look more prolific.
Yeah.
It's one of those, later ones, I feel. You know those ones that didn't stop making a lot of sense? Mm. Like the one that the lady dies and then comes back as a statue and does some... It's just like, what were you... doing, were you high?
I wanted to call that The Ribbon of Wentworth.
Yes. Sorry, I forgot the
but
end there.
I think he's high. I think he might be high.
Yeah, my editor rightly pointed out that neither ribbons or the township of Wentworth are mentioned. And,
you had an editor?
Really? Kerry Packer.
Well, at least we'll considered most of the work.
So do you want to lock in Jaffel Iron of Bologna, or you could go your own way if you wanted?
Let's go with that. Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have.
Neither would I. It was unpublished.
Exactly. He just admitted it.
Sorry, I could have helped better.
Maybe it's like one of those... It's either War of the Roses, or maybe... I feel like it was A Winter's Tale, because A Winter's Tale is my least favourite, and you're like, fuck, is this... is this... It just keeps going, and I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Sitting there thinking, am I being pranked right now?
Yeah.
You know, I think it might have been King John.
You reckon?
Yeah, I bung on way too long with that.
Well, that's... Part of me wants to trust Javen because... Okay. Well, I was... Okay, well, I'll go with King John then.
I'll put down King John. Question 10, final question. Which gas solidifies to form dry ice? Which gas solidifies to form dry ice? This would be another one of your classics, wouldn't it,
Javen? Yeah, dry ice, yeah. Yeah, you sort of run into a room and you say, there's a fire, everyone get out. And the family next door, you know, they're screaming. And the father panics and he just jumps out the window and really hurts himself. I'm like, well, you've still got all the rest of your family in here. Mm. You know, that really shows your true colours. And before I know it, I'm like, hey, wait a minute. It's just dry ice. It's not real smoke. You can tell because it goes on the ground. Mm. And it doesn't look like smoke. But he freaked out, and I said...
And you revealed something about the family there.
That's right. I helped them. And,
How are they doing now?
They pressed charges.
Okay. And were they successful in that?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you get?
Now I can't live near a busy intersection. Which is a shame because I love automobiles. And jaffles.
It's too late. It's too
late. And going through people's garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another development.
Yeah. Far too late.
I almost feel like your character wasn't really fleshed out till.
How dare you, sir? I think he was fleshed out, but he wasn't designed for this long. More of a, you know, a sort of a 3-minute sketch, you see.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better just to have 10 characters that you can just.
Genius.
Pull on one per question almost.
I do find it curious, though, don't you, that a lot of them had accents, except for that Japanese man.
Yeah. Well, his mother, he was born here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's Japanese, now I look bad.
Mm. Yeah.
I pranked myself. Which you can do.
But which gas solidifies to form dry ice, which is the question at hand?
Is it nitrogen? I don't know. Is that the one? Yep. I don't know, Javen. You're like, I don't know to trust. You're a wily minx, Javen. Javen.
My parents liked the names James and Ben, and they said, why not both?
Which is the perfect way to form any name.
Yes, Kyron.
Yes. Which is, of course, the first half of Kieran and the second half of Kieran. Slammed together. And mispronounced. Let's see how you did. Shall we? What's your expectation? You got 5 out of 10 last time you're on this show.
I reckon similar. Similar vibe today.
Yep.
I reckon a 5.
I think it started well.
Yeah.
What? This show or the quiz?
Question number 1.
Okay.
Which Cold Chisel song features the lyrics, "There's no change, there's no pace, everything within its place just makes it harder to believe that she won't be around"? You said Flame Trees, and it's Flame Trees. Question number two was, who is credited for discovering gravity? You said Isaac Newton, and it's Isaac Newton.
Well done!
Oh, that's great news. Question three, which of these Japanese cities is closest to Mount Fuji? You said Nagoya, and it's Yokohama.
I haven't even been there. Like it.
I was born.
Born here.
I was born in the
Grew up in Narrow Warren. Fuck yeah. Just had a guess. Jesus.
Question four, what aircraft has not been flown commercially since October 2003? You said the Concorde, and it's the Concorde.
No,
Question number five was, for the first time in Oscars history, two women have been nominated for the Best Director Academy Award. Fucking name them. You said Star and Wars, but it's Chloe Zhao and Emerald Fennell.
Oh, so close.
So close, yeah.
Sorry there. Question six was, which country last month won the 36th America's Cup? You said New Zealand, and it's New Zealand.
He wouldn't come back. He was so offended that people thought he wasn't from there.
Question seven was, the project's Lisa Wilkinson became editor of which women's magazine in 1984? You said New Women, Woman's Day, New Life, Women Have What? But it was Clio.
I'm pretty sure I said Clio as well when I was listing all of them.
Recount.
Yeah, she said it. But I would have got that wrong myself. I didn't pay much attention to the actual titles. Just the chicks behind the desk, to be honest.
We'll have
that
to
was in no way controversial in the time I was alive.
We'll have to check that as well. Question eight was, true or false, the last convict transport ship arrived in Australia in the 1850s. You said false, and it's false.
Told you! A little bit pissed I was.
Question nine was, what is Shakespeare's longest play? You said King John, but it's Hamlet.
Hamlet. Did I write that?
Yeah.
No, Marlowe did.
And question 10, which gas solidifies to form dry ice? You said nitrogen, but it's carbon dioxide.
Fuck.
Leaving you with 5 out of 10. No change.
Yes.
Yeah. No improvement.
Consistent. I like it. Yep.
50%, that's a pass.
Yeah. You've got to be happy with degrees.
That. Yeah. Thank you so much. Congratulations on 5 out of 10.
Thank you.
You have one show that is still selling tickets to
Correct.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yes.
At Max Watts.
Yes.
On
the 11th of April.
The 11th of April.
4 p.m.
Great. Comedyfestival.com.au is the place that you can find that. Grantham, so much thanks for being here today. Is a sentence formed eventually.
So much thanks for being here today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Are there any comedians in the room that...
Damien Callinan's doing the Wine Bluffs in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
At 5 p.m. at Greek Centre. That's the last one, so...
Oh, you missed it. Could you ask
I didn't, no.
No, you didn't, no. But those listening, because it's coming up tomorrow, so those listening...
Yeah, that's it, there's no...
Could you ask Damien how it went?
He's still alive, so...
Oh, he's... Yeah.
Yeah, but I've heard it's going all right.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you very much, Grantham, for being here. Yeah. And also for your service at Coates.
Happy to provide parts to...
Yep, if it's ever needed.
That need it.
And Jabin, thank you. Thank you for... I've put down my notes already, so... thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
And for offering up some answers today.
Did I?
Will you be pranking during the comedy festival?
I am pranking non-stop.
Uh-huh.
Non-stop pranks. I get up, I put one shoe on a foot.
Yep.
And then I move that shoe 3 centimeters away and go, what happened? But to answer your question,
comedians, I guess comedians are pranksters, aren't they?
Yes.
Really,
pranksters
at the end of the day?
The spirit. Of the human spirit.
I don't know why you look at me, I'm still in character.
Okay.
There's another show that is full of sort of pranksters.
Yes. The Grub.
That's it. That's
is
the one
a
I'm,
podcast. That's what and I'm we're doing to. Live shows.
We. Are you on The Grub?
No. They're doing live shows and they're some of the greatest pranksters of all.
Yeah, Ben Russell, Ann Edmonds, Greg Larson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Check it out. There might be extra shows are coming.
Yeah, because the first three sold out.
That's correct. But there might be an extra one.
Ooh, who can say?
Who can say?
The two of us, probably.
Yeah. Might be the 18th. At 3 p.m., but it's not official.
It's not official. So you got to check with Greg and Anne.
Yeah. That's right. And they say they haven't gotten back to me.
No.
Yet, so I apologize.
Okay, well, you let me know
I
when you speak to Ben.
You'll be the first to know, and I apologize for not letting you know.
As yet.
But Ben works with people that are very disorganized sometimes. Himself included.
There are two more Wax Quizzicals. I'm moving on. There are two more Wax Quizzicals left in the Comedy Festival. On this stage, in character as somebody else, Randy will be here playing someone. It's an audio medium.
Yeah.
So, but he'll... Anyway...
He'll be coming as Aggro.
Yeah. Zan Rowe is going to be answering some questions. Zach from Auntie Donna is going to be here, and others as well. Carl Donnelly, who's one of the only touring artists in the country at the moment. That's Wax Quizzical for today. Thank you so much for being here. Yourself a round of applause. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.